Track 10 and more news stories. South Devon Railway is the perfect destination for families and day trippers looking for a novel way to explore the Devon countryside and make the most of the late summer weather. Plus, until the 5th of September, children can travel for free when accompanied by a full fare-paying adult or a senior on return or ranger tickets. Up to two children can travel free with each adult using the booking code, and they are available at the ticket offices. With steam trains running daily between Buckfastleigh and Totnes, there's a packed programme of events and activities to discover. The stunning 7 Mile Heritage Line provides more than just a scenic journey back in time. At either end of the route, visitors can easily link up with popular attractions, including Totnes Rare Breeds Farm, Dartmoor Otters and Buckfast Butterflies. There's also free parking at Buckfastleigh Station, which makes it a convenient starting point for a full day out without the usual holiday traffic. Among this summer's highlights is a new photography exhibition open at Buckfastleigh. And a story of South Devon Railway brings another archive images and new work to celebrate the people and places that define the line. Through the holiday, families can also explore a fun summer trail designed to help younger visitors explore the railway stations and rolling stock. And later this month, the popular Rails and Ales event returns to Staverton Station from the 22nd to the 25th of August. Organised by the Devon Diesel Society, the festival combines heritage trains with a wide range of real ales, ciders and live music in a beautiful countryside setting. And for those looking for something a little different, South Devon Railway also offers a series of online bookable experiences. And these include onboard dining, driver train days and themed evenings, including murder mysteries.
Players seek 16 queens. A Tynmouth theatre group is on the hunt for 6 drama queen teens to star in a performance at Tynmouth Pavilions next summer. Tynmouth Players is launching the musical comedy 16 Edition next week. The show is a modern retelling of The Wives of Henry VIII, presented in the form of a singing competition and pop concert. Anyone who will be aged 20 or under on June the 2nd, 2026, is invited to come along and find out more. The suggested lower age is 13. The launch will be held at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August the 26th, at the Ice Factory Theatre in Tynmouth. The first auditions take place on August the 31st, with recall scheduled for September the 4th and 9th. 16 Edition will be shown at Tynmouth Pavilions between June the 3rd and the 7th.
New gym plan rejected due to listed building concerns. An application to convert a former car dealership in Kingstayton into a gym has been rejected by planners. The application sought to turn the former Swanson Motor Company site, which includes the Grade 2 listed Clay Sellers Studio, into an industrial-style gym. But the application, which included provision for a bar and cafe, changing rooms, toilets, sauna, and indoor and outdoor sports courts, has been refused listed building consent by Teignbridge District Council. The council's conservation officer objected to the proximity of the closest of the 4 proposed paddle courts to the Clay Sellers Studio building. The problem with the proximity of the paddle court is not the court itself laid out on the ground, but the boundary wall features and the roof structure over the court, the officer report reads. The court structure will fall to the front of and be higher than the listed building, and the proximity of this scale of structure will detract from an appreciation of the building's form, scale and fenestration pattern when approaching from the entrance to the site, the port adds. As such, the proposal runs contrary to the National Planning Policy Framework and the Teignbridge Local Plan in 2033 and was therefore refused. However, The report does go on to say that the gym use is suitable and it is important that a viable occupier can be found for this building. With a small redesign of this scheme, it's very likely that the local planning authority could support a resubmission. The designs and access statement said the proposal will enhance the offering of recreational facilities in Kingstayton for local people, promoting a healthy, sustainable community. The design will be of a high quality throughout and have a positive contribution to the heritage asset, the statement adds. It will also create jobs in the town as well as making Kingstayton a more attractive place for young families to settle. The application made provision for 13 parking spaces, two of which were accessible spaces.
A brightly coloured mural has split local opinion in a Teignbridge village. The artwork on a 74-foot hoarding outside the Ocean BMW site in King's Kerswell has been painted over the last week. The design, which spells out King's Kerswell in bold, bright lettering interspersed with pictures of local wildlife and landmarks, has divided villagers. Some have described the mural as an eyesore that is too bright and not in keeping with the village, and suggested that a more subtle work of art might have been more appropriate. Villagers have commented that the mural makes it feel like you're entering the Bronx or a ghetto, and that it brings down the tone of the village. Others have likened the hoarding to racetrack signage. However, others have welcomed the addition of a bit of colour to the village, pointing out that the art is better than graffiti, and that it looks better than a plain, shabby wall and the rubbish that was there before. The mural project came in response to villagers' request to paint the blank hoarding outside the site. It was initially painted a plain white, but there were fears that the clean wall would attract graffiti vandals. So the parish council and BMW, which owns the site near Aldi, decided to commission an artist to brighten the wall up. And the appointed contemporary street artist, Gus Szabo, known as Sabotage, get it? His work has appeared all over the world, as well as around Devon, at Preston Sands and Brixham College.
Veteran unites with comrades after 50 years. Retired Dawlish Royal Navy man Richard Haywood has met up with some of his force comrades for a reunion after more than 50 years. Richard, who has raised hundreds of pounds for the Royal British Legion with his specially created Dawlish-themed Remembrance Day badges, joined the Royal Navy in 1966. He recently met up with four of his former Navy friends near Portsmouth. I travelled to Denmead near Portsmouth to see my contact, Tim Gretton, who is coming over from Australia. And I contacted two others that I knew lived nearby, and they both turned up, so we made a day of it. One was from Richard's first ship in 1967, HMS Bulwark. This is Bungy Williams, whose real name is Barry. Richard was known as Jan during his Navy days from when he first joined up. Richard joined the Royal Navy in October 1966, and after training was posted to HMS Bulwark, which was stationed in Singapore, in October 1967 as a junior seaman. He remembers, "Not long after joining, we sailed to cover the Aden withdrawal. We spent 96 days at sea, which, until the Falklands War, HMS Bulwark held the record for the most time at sea in one go. We returned to Singapore for 2 weeks, then sailed back to Aden. For a 16-year-old, it was quite an experience. Later they sailed to Norway and then on to the Mediterranean, visiting various countries." Richard said, "The one that sticks in my head was Malta, and while we were there, we went to a rifle range at Golden Bay. After completing firings, we went for a swim. I walked into the sea, tripped forward, and went head first into the water, but unfortunately for me, I found the only rock that was fully covered with seawater and hit it head first. I got up with blood coming from a cut which required 4 stitches and was in a lot of pain. My mates came rushing over to help me, but I knew something was seriously wrong. I shouted not to touch me. As luck would have it, there was a man with a Triumph Herald convertible on the beach. As he took me to the military camp up from the beach, where I was stitched up. I was subsequently x-rayed. It turns out that I had damaged 5 of the 7 bones in my neck. I was flown back to HNR Hasler, where I was put in a plaster cast from head to waist, which I was in for 9 months. Richard remained out of active service for 2 years until he was declared fit to return when he joined HMS Yarmouth, stationed in Rosyth. He completed his Royal Naval career in 1991. The recent reunion involved his service mates who had all served together on HMS Invincible in 1980.